Wind Turbine Technology Program Blows in Opportunity for Students in Small Towns by Liz Danke. Cody Smith contributed to this blog. This story can be found at CFRA.org. The U.S. is home to one of the largest and fastest growing wind markets in the world, and many states are taking advantage of that by developing wind farms to generate clean, renewable energy. Programs all over the country exist to train technicians to work on those wind farms. One such program exists in Mitchell, South Dakota, at Mitchell Technical Institute. There, technicians are trained to install, inspect, maintain, operate, and repair wind turbines. They are able to diagnose and fix any problem that could cause the turbine to shut down unexpectedly. Brian Roberts, Wind Turbine Technology Department Head and Instructor, leads the two-year program.
We teach them what they need to know to work on wind turbines. They're learning everything they need to learn how to work on a wind turbine. I give them a broad perspective of what they're going to see on a wind turbine.
In 2019, the program had 8 graduates, with 8 students enrolled for next year, and can accommodate up to 24 students. While attending the program, students get hands-on experience learning about electricity and aligning motors with gears and the generator.
We also have a 300-foot axle, 1.5-megawatt wind turbine 50 miles from us that Mitchell Tech actually owns, so we go out to that turbine every week.
Construction on an outdoor wind lab will begin this summer. Towers will be built up to 30 feet in height, and once finished, the lab will consist of 12 nacelles, streamlined housings, or tanks on the outside of the wind tower. Safety is a huge concern during training and on the job. Brian says they take it very seriously.
If you're driving down the road with your seatbelt on, you're safe, but you just don't know about the guy that's coming towards you. We worry about ourselves, and we worry about the people we're working with, so it's a 100% safe program.
Modern, up-to-date technology and training practices have made the program safe and successful, and have also given the program a 100% job placement status.
They're going to sites here in South Dakota, or they're going to sites across the United States, or they're going to be traveling technicians. And what that is they hire on a company, and the company sends them to wherever they need to send them. So they're traveling all over the United States. They also travel into Canada. They also travel overseas, whatever is needed.
The starting salary for a wind technician is around $55,000 a year. And while that has been a great incentive for students to enroll in the program, Brian says there are other factors too.
In the last 5 years I've been here, the main reason they're coming to this program, it's exciting. They don't know a lot about it. They want to learn more about it. And then when I get them to the top of a 300-foot tower, they're just amazed. They're just excited. They just want to keep doing it.
Not only do students excel in and after their time in the program, rural America is benefiting as well. Most of the taxes from wind farms go back into the rural communities that host them. New schools, among other things, are built with that money. And small towns see growth due to the technicians coming in to install the towers and those moving in afterward to maintain them who stay and raise families there.
It's going to be growing for years to come. They keep building new sites all over the nation. There's a lot of room for growth. It's going to grow for at least the next 15, 20 years.
Job security, a good wage, rural revitalization, a chance to work close to home, and more draw students into the program. Brian says the love of the job is what makes them stay.
It's just an amazing career. I've been in the industry going on 16 years. It's amazing. I know how they work, but they still amaze me.
For the Center for Rural Affairs, I'm Liz Danke.